Make your way into a comfortable seated position as we begin our longer yoga flow. In seated position, sitting bones are rooted down into the earth. Lift and lengthen the spine. Soften the shoulders. Rest the hands on the thighs, palms facing down. Allow the eyes to close or gaze down at the floor. Begin to bring your attention inside. Notice sensation in the body, places that feel pleasant, unpleasant, or even neutral. Notice any thoughts in the mind, your energy level, emotions. No need to fix or try to change anything. Just simply notice, becoming aware of the whole self. Allow the shoulders to soften, the big brow muscle of the face to relax. And then bring your attention to your breath. Just notice the natural rise and fall of the breath through the torso, chest, belly. Beginning to deepen the breath, take a big full inhale, breathe down into the belly, tapping into the three-part breath. Exhale, releasing all the air out. Gently pull the belly button back towards the spine. And again, big deep breath in, full lung capacity. So breathing into the lower lobes of the lungs, all the way up into the chest. And then exhaling back down, completely deflating the balloon of the torso. And find your own pace, never forcing this breath, but inviting a deepening of breath. Filling to lung capacity on the inhale, and completely exhaling and releasing on the exhale. Two more times. Softening the eyes. Finding nourishment through the breath. And then next time you inhale the arms out to the side and up overhead, moving into sun breath. Exhale, release the hands back down. And again, big breath in, inhale the arms out to the side and up overhead. Exhale, release. Three more times at your own pace, connecting breath and movement. Really allow the movement to come from your breathing. No need to rush. Savoring these movements, extending through the arms, the fingertips, softening the shoulders. And then next time you inhale, reach the arms up to the sky. And exhale, bring the right palm down to the floor. Keep the left fingertips up as you begin to reach over. Nice big side stretch, stretching the whole left side of the body. Right fingertips reaching towards the right wall. Left fingertips reaching up and over towards the right wall. Press the right palm down into the floor. And then begin to circle the left arm, making as large or as small a circle as that feels appropriate, feels good for your shoulder joints. Going in both directions. Big full breath. And then inhale, come back up to center, reach both arms up. Take a moment just to feel left to right side, what's shifting, opening. And then exhale, root the left palm into the floor, reach the right fingertips up and towards the left wall, stretching the whole right side of the body. As you inhale, feel the whole right rib cage begin to expand and open, stretching, opening, and then begin to circle the right arm, bringing synovial fluid into the right shoulder joint. Move in both directions, go the other way. And then once again, inhale, reach both arms up, interlace the fingers, press the palms to the sky, lift, lengthen, open through the chest. Big inhale, and exhale, arms float back down, and pause. Just one breath, hands in the lap, pause and notice sensation. Notice the breath. And then to release, make your way into table pose. And table, wrists are underneath the shoulders, knees are under the hips. Spread the fingers, really root down into the ground with the palms. Crown of the head moves forward, tailbone reaches back. On an inhale, drop the belly, lift the gaze, come into cow. On an exhale, press down through the hands, round the spine, gaze towards the belly button for cat. And then inhale, drop the belly, lift the gaze. And exhale, round. Start to move at your own pace. Follow your breath. The breath initiates the movement. Beginning to decongest and release tension through the spinal column. Two more times. And then make your way back to a neutral spine. From here, extend the right leg out. Right toes reach towards the back. Crown of the head reaches towards the front. And bend the right knee. Bring the right knee towards the right elbow. Begin to make circles with the knee. So stretching the hip through these circles. Flex the right foot. Deepen the breath. And switch, go the other way, circling in the opposite direction. Notice where you can soften, perhaps muscles in the face. And then extend the right leg back once again, spread the toes. And exhale, knee down. Shift right to the other side, extend the left foot back. And then bend the left knee, begin to circle the knee. Notice any differences left to right side. How does the left hip feel as you begin to bring movement into the left hip? Circle in both directions, so go the other way. And then extend the left foot back, spread the left toes, one more inhale. And exhale, release. Bring both toes together. Separate the knees apart and sink the hips back to child's pose. In child's pose, torso rests on the thighs. Forehead rests on the mat. And walk the hands forward. Allow the chest to sink into the thighs. Heart melting into the floor. Smooth out the breath. And notice heartbeat. On the next inhale, float back to table. This time, bring the right foot forward as we move into modified runner's stretch. Hands can frame the front foot. Back knee remains on the ground. Lift and lengthen the spine. Nice long spine. Knee over ankle. So knee not forward of the ankle, knee stacked over the ankle. On an inhale, lift the chest, lengthen through the back of the neck. And on an exhale, straighten the front leg, lift the front foot, stretch the hamstring. On an inhale, come forward, runner's stretch. Exhale, pull the hips back. Begin to flow in your at your own pace. Follow your breath. Notice how the lower body feels today. Might be different than the last time you practiced. And next time you come forward, pause in modified runner stretch. From here, bring the hands to the knee. And stay right here, or else inhale, lift the arms up to the sky. Come into modified warrior one pose. Knee over ankle, hips press forward, lift the chest up, soften the shoulders. Deepen the breath. Building strength through the lower body, and also expanding and lifting, opening the chest. Take one final inhale. And exhale, step the right knee back, come into table. And from here, sink back into child's pose, or else curl the toes under, lift the hips, move into downward facing dog. Downward dog is an upside down V. So straightening the legs, press the hips up towards the sky, root down through the hands. And keep the knees just a little bit soft, heels beginning to root down towards the floor. Deepen the breath. Notice sensation. If you're in down dog, you might bend one knee, bend the other. And then make your way back to table. Wherever you are, make your way back into table. As we move into the other side, bring the left foot forward. Stack left knee over left ankle. Use the fingertips to help pull the chest forward. Just notice how this side feels any different than the first side. You might make little micro movements with the hips to stretch out those tight places. Inhale, lift and lengthen the spine. Exhale, pull the hips back, lift the front foot to stretch the hamstring. And then begin to flow. Inhale, forward. Exhale, back. Allow the movement to be mindful. No need to rush. Allow yourself to drop inside to your experience, into your body. Only you will know what is supportive to yourself right now, to your body, to your energy. Next time you come forward, pause. Bring both hands to the front knee. And inhale, reach the arms up, modified warrior one pose. Press down into the front big toe. Soften the shoulders. Belly button pulling gently back towards the spine to engage the core muscles. Notice where you can soften. Take one more inhale and exhale, release. Step the front knee back into table. And once again, sink to child's pose or downward facing dog, choosing a posture that will really support you and your body, support your practice today. If in child's pose, allowing the chest to sink, heart to melt. And wherever you are, smooth out the breath. Take one more big inhale. Exhale, release. And whichever posture you're in, make your way into a forward fold. Step both feet forward, chest and head dangling down, knees soft. And then begin to slowly roll up to standing, one vertebra at a time as you make your way to standing or mountain pose. And take a moment in mountain pose just to notice the feel of your feet on the ground, crown of the head lifting up. And begin to circle the shoulders. Inhale the shoulders up, back, and down, making big shoulder circles. And go in the opposite direction. And then back to center. Moving right into sun salutations. On an inhale, reach the arms out to the side and up overhead. On an exhale, fold at the hips, arms reach down, move into a forward fold. On an inhale, bend the knees, place the hands on the thighs, and pull the chest forward to lift yourself halfway up. On an exhale, step the right knee back and then the left for a table position. Once in table, pull the hips forward, bend the elbows, and release all the way to the floor. Feet extend back, pelvis and belly on the floor. Hands remain down by the side, elbows in. On an inhale, lift the chest for cobra, moving into a back bend. Chest lifts into a back bend. Exhale, release. On an inhale, press through table and make your way into downward facing dog or child's pose. Take three breaths. In downward dog, bend the knees and lift the hips even higher. Press the chest back towards the thighs. Spread the fingers. Deepen the breath. To release, come back to table position. Bring the right foot forward, left foot up as well, forward fold. Inhale, lift halfway up, hands towards the thighs, chest pulls forward. Exhale, release. Press down through the feet. Inhale, reach and extend the arms way back up to the sky. And hands to heart center. Pause. Allow the eyes to close. And just feel. Notice heartbeat. Notice heat, sensation. Take a moment to integrate. Do that one more time. Inhale, reach the arms out to the side and up overhead. Exhale, swan dive forward, bending at the waist, release all the way down. On an inhale, lift halfway up, pull the chest forward. And exhale, step the left knee back, and then the right for table position. From table, press the hips forward and make your way onto your belly. On an inhale, press down through the hands, elbow in, lifting into cobra. Press down into the pelvis as the spine lifts, chest pulls forward. Exhale, release. And inhale, make your way back through table. And once again, either into child's pose or downward facing dog. Choosing the pose based on what would be the most supportive to you in this moment. Be the most nourishing, the best way to release tension, to find a greater sense of ease. So each day, each practice might be different. What is it that the body needs right now? Smooth out the breath. And soften wherever you can. Releasing out of child or down dog, come back through table. Bring the left foot forward, and right foot up to meet it, forward fold. Inhale, lift and lengthen halfway up. Exhale, back to forward fold. Press down through the feet. Inhale, reach the arms up to the sky. And exhale, hands to heart. Close your eyes. Notice what you feel. Notice the breath. And exhale, release the hands down. Spread the feet a little bit more than hip-width distance and just start to sway side to side. Let the arms flop side to side, twisting gently. Perhaps let out a little sigh. And then back to center. One last standing posture before we make our way to the floor. Moving into tree pose, a balancing posture. Shift your weight into your left foot. Set your eyes on one point to help with balance. Bring the right foot either to the left ankle or left calf. Or you can bring it all the way up to the left inner thigh, just not on the knee. Lengthen up through the spine. Press down through the standing leg. You might wobble in and out of tree. That's not a problem. Just move right back in. Notice any commentary the mind might make if you're wobbling in and out. Is there judgment or kindness? In yoga, we can always simply begin again. Tree pose helps to build strength through the legs and the ankles, build stability in the mind. Take one more breath in and exhale, release. Take a moment, just notice how you feel left to right side, the imprint of tree pose. And then shift your weight into the right leg. Make your way onto the other side, hands at heart center. Left foot either at ankle or calf or inner thigh. Engage the core here, belly button pulling a little bit in towards the spine, building core strength in tree pose. Set the eyes on one point. That will help to stabilize the mind and increase balance. Notice your breath. One more inhale. And exhale, release. Take any little counter stretch or movement that feels good for your body. And then make your way into a seated position. Palms touch, moving into cobbler pose. So bring the soles of the feet rather together, soles of the feet together. Knees fall apart. Lift and lengthen through the spine, nice long spine. And as you exhale, begin to fold forward, but keep the spine long. So no need to get down as far as you can. This is more about keeping length in the spine and stretching out the inner groin. So if you feel sensation in the inner groin, then you're right on target with the pose. Deepen the breath. And soften where you can. And then to release, roll back up, bring the knees together, and extend the feet out. Make your way onto your back. Bend the knees, place the soles of the feet on the floor, hands down by the side as we move into bridge pose. So plant the feet down, palms down by the side, resting on the floor. On an inhale, lift the pelvis up to the sky. So lift the pelvis, press down through the arms, back of the neck long. You can imagine you have a block between your thighs and you're squeezing the block. Deepen the breath. And then slowly, one vertebra at a time, roll back down and pause. We'll move into bridge one last time. Inhale, lift the hips up. Press down through the hands. Press down through the feet. Deepen the breath. Notice sensation. Notice commentary, reaction of the mind. And then release, slowly roll down like a string of pearls, one pearl at a time, one vertebra at a time. Bring the soles of your feet together, let the knees fall apart. Come into rest. Bring the knees into the chest. Give the knees a squeeze. And from here, take the last few moments to move into any final posture that you'd like. Could be a posture, could be a movement. Whatever would help you feel complete with your practice. Trust your body knows where to move you. There's no right or wrong here. Move into anything that would feel nourishing and supportive. Might be a spinal twist. Or lifting the legs up for a gentle inversion. Take a few breaths to follow your own flow. And then when you feel complete, begin to move into rest pose, extending the feet forward, hands down by the sides. Releasing any kind of control of the breath. Let the breath be natural. And scanning through each different layer of being one final time. Through the body, noticing thoughts, emotions, notice breath, what is experience like right now? Again, no need to fix anything, no right or wrong experience. This practice of turning towards the present moment. Nothing to hold on to, nothing to push away. Drinking in this time of rest as nourishment, support for the rest of your life. Our practice has ended. You may wish to remain in rest pose for a few minutes more, or you may wish to begin to transition to the rest of your day. Namaste. Jai Bhagwan. Peace to you.